Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this Friday night. Our number 877-876-7445, the Phil Hendry Show, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. On the line with me tonight is Reverend David Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries as we discuss Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey vetoing a same-sex marriage bill. This is going to be coming up again and again across our country. There are a variety of interpretations constitutionally, I suppose, although I must say I don't think I've heard any high court uphold the ban on these laws. Here in California, you know, the Supreme Court overruled the ban on same-sex marriage, saying that it did not, that it violated the equal protection under the law clause of the Constitution. But nonetheless, we have with us Reverend Castorini, and our number is 877-876-7445. Reminder that we're online at philhendryshow.com. That is our worldwide web, worldwide headquarters. And with a backstage pass, you can access thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archived Phil Hendry Show material. So if you're new to our show, as I just spoke to a gentleman during the break who's brand new to the show, and he loves our show, and we're very grateful for that. And you want to catch up on what exactly has been going on over the last 22 years, we have about 15 of those years in our archives, because this radio show has been on the air for 22 years. So visit us at philhendryshow.com and become a Backstage Pass member. Reverend Castorini, as we get into our second hour here, and we're going to get back to our phone calls, I do have a question for you. And it's simply this. You have acknowledged on the air, and you are a Christian minister, to having had a homosexual relationship.
Phil, if I could interrupt, it was not a homosexual relationship. It was a sex act that was homosexual in nature. But I did not have a relationship with this person. This was a homosexual act predicated on the need for me as a heterosexual to have female companionship, which was not available to me at that time because my female congregates were not traveling with me at that time. Now,
In other words, if you had your female congregates with you, you would have had sex with a woman.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and that would have been out of wedlock. So is that not a sin?
This is something very difficult, especially for people who are not Christians, to understand. As a Christian minister, as a man who is witnessing the Word of God to others, you know, my female congregants are going to want to, they're going to be attracted to me. I can't get married because it sends a message to my other female congregants that they are not important to me, that they are, that they will no longer have the kind of relationship that they might have had with me. So I have to be above that. When you talk about gay sex, Phil, God help us, this world is a strange world. We have in this world today men who have the appearance of women. Some people call them transsexual, some people call them he, she, this kind of thing. So that's why I did not have gay sex. It was technically a man, you're right. But it was not gay sex.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you had sex with a transsexual?
Well, I don't think that what we want to do here, as we discuss this in light of my Christian ministry, the kind of sex that I have, I don't want to get involved in that discussion. In fact, I will not get involved in that discussion, other than to say that I tried to make it as heterosexual in nature as I could.
All right, you're right. I'm not interested. I'm sure as hell not. But I do not know how it is you say that you are did not engage in a homosexual, that you're not a homosexual engaging in that act. But it's taking us far afield of what we were talking about here. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. Let me get over here to, got a bunch of phone calls hanging on the line. Here is Max. Max, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I got a question for the reverend. I would like to call him, but he's not really a reverend. But Dave, sorry if I had to call you
God
that.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Okay, you said that you had sex with another man before, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, was it consensual?
Well, yes, sir, it was. Most certainly was.
It was. Okay.
And yes, sir.
That makes you gay. I'm going to tell you why. I could agree with you if you was raped.
No, it does not.
Of course, by another group of men hold you down in jail or something, another one did you, then I could say that you're not gay. But if you accept to lay down with another man, you're gay. The Bible.
No, it was. No, but here's the thing, and I think you made a very good point there. I was forced into it because there were no women available to me, you see? So, in a way, I was raped by a society that would not allow me the company of a woman on so many long journeys on behalf of my church.
Oh, now that's asinine, what you just said.
Well, Phil, I would remind you, you're speaking to a Christian minister. And
I don't care. That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life, that you were raped by society.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Now, I'm a man. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving right now. I'm 160 pounds. I don't.
Then you're susceptible.
I'm 160 pounds. I have never been any bigger than that. Now, if a man is 500 pounds, if you come to me, you touch me, you have to kill me. I'm not going to let a man, four or five guys hold me down and do me wrong. I can't fight it. And that'll make
I'm not talking about that. I understand that, sir. But I'm saying you're out on the road. You're by yourself, morning, noon, and night. You got a long haul. You're away from your wife. You're away from your family. It's only that. And if so, what I want to do is protect you. And by making same-sex marriage legal, it makes you susceptible to wanting to get with a guy. You
see? Then what do you say about the Bible said a man not to lay down with a man? As a minister, you should never stand. We should never go against that, brother. You should
That's
never
absolutely correct. You are absolutely right. But I didn't lay with another man in the way you're saying. See, I'm not gay.
Sir, you are gay.
First of all, well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and I think, Richard, is that the gentleman's name?
No, his name is Max.
I'm sorry, Max. This was we call him a he-she. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
And I said, if we're going to have sex, I want it to be as close to heterosexual sex as possible.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference.
Why?
Because you knew that that was a man that you were having sex with.
Exactly.
You went ahead, consensually had sex with this man, whether he had hormone treatments or whatever these guys do.
Well, come on, Phil. I dare you to say that that's a guy.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not even I'm not going down that road with you, okay? Cats that are into that, groovy. I ain't saying they're wrong, but I sure as hell ain't saying they're straight. And that's just all there is to it.
So you're saying the guys that have sex with he-she's are gay?
Yes, 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 I am. All right, Max. Thank you, sir, for your call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-7445, 877-876-Phil. I guess we're going to give out the numerals there on our show. With me is David Castorini. He is the pastor there at Castorini Youth Ministries. Let's move on to another phone call here as long as we are in this first segment here. I don't know if we still have Charles. Let's go down here to Richard, I think it is. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Do we have Richard or Johnny? Is it Johnny? Wow. What happened to Bud? You're going to have to crank it up, man. All right, let's take a break, okay, so we can get some of these calls lined up, because I don't think, Bud, you've screened any of these.
But two of them.
All right, you with me there, Reverend?
Phil, I am right here.
All right. David Castorina with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. David Castorini with us from Castorini Youth Ministries. You've made some comments here that have further, I think, muddied the waters here, Reverend.
Well, I hope that you are listening carefully, Phil.
No, I'm listening very carefully, and you've made comments that have muddied the waters. You're saying that the sex you had was with a transsexual, therefore, and you also insisted on a heterosexual-style sex.
That is correct, yes.
And so, therefore, that was not homosexual sex.
No, I don't believe it was, Phil, and I know that it is a fair game, and it seems to be a national sport now in America to take Christian ministers and sort of run us through the mill and insult us and make us feel as if we are liars and hypocrites. And that's fine. I don't think I'm Jesus. And I don't think David Castorini is anything more than just one grain of sand in this beautiful universe that our Lord created. But I'm telling you that the sex I had with this guy, I insisted it be as close to heterosexual sex as possible. That's why it is not gay sex, because it was a, as they call it in street lingo, it was a he-she. But it still was the result of the fact there wasn't a woman around. Now, if you pass same-sex marriage, David Castorini and just about every man that you are is listening to this program tonight, if things get difficult, if we're out on the road and I'm not good looking enough and no woman wants to be with me, then same-sex marriage legitimizes straight-up, you know, sex with a guy, whatever you want to call it. That's why we must not allow it to happen.
But it sure as heck won't be your fault, huh?
No, Phil, you're...
Well, I mean, that's what it all sounds like to me. You've got a million different ways of saying it ain't my fault, and I try to make it straight sex, and I'm not gay, and it was a he-she, and if you make same-sex marriage now, will it be your fault if you get married to a guy?
It will be the work of a devil working through our society.
And so, but it won't be your fault.
I'm not saying that, Phil. I'm saying it will be the devil working through our society, enabling same-sex marriage, which would drive a man such as myself into the arms of a he-she, which is... that's about as low as I ever want to sink in my life. And if I have to sink to that level twice...
All right, 877-876-7445. Diana called back. We had Diana on the line. Go ahead, Diana.
You know, the Bible says a man is drawn by his own, drawn away by his own lust and enticed. When lust cometh forth, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Mr. David Castorini, I don't know what Bible you're reading, but obviously, I don't know what it's letting you see, but it's not.
I'm reading the New Testament. I'm reading the New Testament. I'm reading the New Contract with God.
You're reading
brought forth
it,
by Jesus Christ.
You don't agree with what it's there. You don't believe it.
What were you quoting just then? Were you quoting New Testament or Old Testament there?
That's New Testament. That's New Testament.
That sounded like Old Testament to me.
That's New Testament. I think it's in James. When we're drawn away by our own lust and enticing, or it's either James or John. I know exactly what it says, but I don't know where it is.
She said James? It sounded like she said James.
James, J-A-M-E-S.
All right.
James, the book of James.
James,
but
yeah.
The first step to getting help is admitting that you're wrong and that you did commit, you are homosexual. You must admit that, okay? You've committed homosexual acts and you have a desire. Now, when they change the law, it's not going to make me attracted to a woman, God help me, because I don't have that attraction. I see some commercial on TV, two women, I think it's Revlon
right,
or something, two women kissing. Yes. I turn my head. That's disgusting to me. I'm not attracted to a woman, sir. I don't have that in me. Now,
I understand that, but I'm saying that once they make it legal, then it becomes an option for you.
You
it's
have
a go-to
to get
option.
It out of your heart. It's not in... What are you teaching the young people? A minister is an example. It's an example.
I am telling them that same-sex marriage is wrong. I'm telling them the homosexuality is wrong.
It's wrong. You don't even believe. What are you saying? You're telling them it's wrong.
It is wrong.
You're doing it.
It most certainly is wrong. I am not a homosexual. I had straight style sex with a transsexual.
This is a case of self-delusion here, you know.
I beg your pardon, Phil.
No, it really is, because I've been listening to you, Reverend, and I've known you for many years. I know you're a good man, but you got something in your head that if you had a... What do you mean straight? I don't understand by straight style.
Well, I'm not going... We have a lady on the line, and I'm going to respect that. And
all right, but you had some manner of sex that you felt was similar to what a man and a woman have?
Phil, I was having sex with a woman. It was a he-she.
You can't even refer to this individual as a he or a she. You say it was.
Well, what do you call it?
A he. A man. A man who's had some sort of chemical enhancement, surgical treatment. I don't play this how I present jazz, man. You know?
Well, don't go all hippie on me. And
I'm not going hippie. What I'm telling you is this. I don't dig this whole I present as a woman, therefore I am a woman.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it, though.
I don't give a damn if that's how you're supposed to do it. That's exactly... You have sex with a guy who calls himself a woman. Do you think you're having heterosexual sex?
Yeah.
Well, that's bullcrap, man. That's bullcrap.
Phil, in our society, if a person presents as a woman, you got to call it a woman.
Well, I don't got to do anything, man, and maybe I will call her a woman. But I'm telling you right now, if she has a man's parts... And I'm attracted to her, I'm gay.
You may be gay, but I'm trying to educate you and Diana to the reality of being on the road. I love women. I'm sexually attracted to women. None of my female congregants was anywhere around me.
If they were, you would still be wrong. That's fornication.
Well, yeah, but that wouldn't make... But I'm not a gay.
It doesn't make it still wrong. Yes, you are gay if you're attracted to a man. That's what you have to understand. If you are a
I'm not attracted to... I'm not attracted to a man. It was a go-to option. You understand? So if we have same-sex marriage and Diana says, you know what, my man is at home, I'm a million miles away from him, but at least I got... There's a woman over here.
No. I don't have that desire. You don't understand that. I don't have that desire.
Now you don't.
I don't care.
All right, look, Diane, I'm going to take... Thank you, Diana, for your call. It was a great call and some very good thoughts. I think that,
Phil, the point that I'm making and that no one wants to hear, once we have legalized same-sex marriage, which I'm opposed to, I am opposed to that. Once we have that, then you have legitimized the gay act, and Diana, who today would never think of having sex with a woman, once gay marriage is legitimized, Diana now says, well, it's legal. I guess who's it going to kill? It's not going to, or who's it going to hurt?
And she's married. She's not going to be unfaithful to her husband.
Well, if you're married, that's a different story. But again, if the marriage is not good, and men cheat on their wives, wives cheat on their husbands, she would cheat with another woman.
You got some kind of notion, man, that I just don't think you have backed up with any real facts. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show. Here is Michael. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? Reverend,
good, sir.
I just want to bring up a small point. You do understand that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Absolutely. Of course. Right? Of course.
Okay,
of course we do that. Yes.
Excellent. Now, once you understand that, you need to come to a point, Reverend, because you are an example for the young kids you minister to. And I'm not going to argue the fact that whether or not homosexuality is right or wrong or any of that. What we need to deal with and where you need to start in your ministry, in my opinion, is dealing with the sin that you took part in. You could feel that it was homosexual, a homosexual relationship or not. But what the fact is that you engaged in that activity. I'm a young man.
Well, I engaged in an activity with a he-she.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a 33-year-old man. My job, I travel a ton. I'm up and down California all the time. You know,
okay.
I don't have any desire to be with another man. I don't care if there's not another female around me for
What if that man and
I tell you what, hang on you, and you too, Reverend Castorini. I'll get back to both of you guys. We're going to take a break here. Talking with David Castorini of the Castorini Youth Ministries about Chris Christie vetoing same-sex marriage, and it is the Reverend's opinion that that's a good move because if we have same-sex marriage, then that becomes an option for straight people. Oh, well, I can't find sex with a woman or a man. I think I'll have sex with someone of my own gender, even if it is a he-she. Which is... Anyway, we'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, you think that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
Phil Henry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-7445. David Castorini from Castorini Ministries is on the line with us. And this has devolved into a conversation, David, about your own orientation, even though you're opposed to same-sex marriage.
Phil, that's why I'm troubled, because I have come out very clearly against homosexual marriage, same-sex marriage.
But you've told people that you were involved in a sexual relationship, or no, a sex act, as you call it.
Absolutely. It was not a relationship. It was a six-hour sexual experience with, it was a woman. It was a woman. But you're right. It was a transgender. But the point I'm making is, you know, there's an old saying, Phil, any port in a storm.
And any port in a storm. So that's how you see same-sex marriage will be for straight people. They will think of it as any port in a storm. Well, as long as it's cool, I'll go ahead and go for it.
Well, I don't think I'm going to put it that way myself in my life. Oh, as long as it's cool, I'll go for it. I think in my life I will pray on it, and I will ask God to please God, I don't want to have sex with a man. But if that's... If that's where the night's going, if that's where I'm headed, you know.
Are you saying God wants you to have sex with a man?
No, I'm just saying God, I would rather not. But if that's how bad this night's going to get.
All right, 877-876-7445. I want to get back to our caller on the line here. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. You know, we're all brought through situations of testing and pain. You know, even Jesus, when he was set apart for the 40 days and was tempted by Satan, you know, we're meant to go through those kind of things as Christians. And it is our job to flee from sin. And, I mean, as a minister, you know this firsthand. You even alluded to it earlier on when you spoke about how you didn't engage in sexual acts with the females of your congregation.
Yes.
I want you to understand that we are called as Christians to godly marriage. Marriage was the first institution of the Bible, the first thing
yes.
the Lord established. And guess what?
Absolutely.
It was the last institution in the Bible also.
Well, you are right about that. But here's the thing. This is the thing, Michael. I'm a Christian minister who has a congregation that literally is national in scope. I've been on television. I have appeared on a variety of TV programs, as well as our own Youth Ministry Sunday special TV program. And so I'm known, and there are women that, you know, just between you and me, they want to get with me.
Oh, yeah.
See what
no,
I'm saying?
I completely understand that, you know. In any position of power, especially in the church, you're going to have people that are attracted to you.
Right.
It is your
and
job.
So now, on top of that, I've got men, I've got females. Every freak wants to have sex with me.
Right.
And
whoa, wait a minute.
It's your
wait
job.
A minute.
Yeah? What's my job?
Really
just say,
don't
I don't want to, you're right, I want to say, look, what am I supposed to do, get in line, take a ticket? I don't know what to say.
You know, what you're supposed to do is
say no.
Like
Exactly. Set themselves apart. Michael, thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. Set yourself apart, as the young man said, and make yourself apart from that sin. Here is Daniel on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Daniel.
Phil, you talking about what? Are you a Christian?
I know the Bible. I know what the Bible says.
Well, you're talking to me as if you are above me. I am a Christian minister. You're not. And you're beginning to tell me how to live my life?
You're telling me that you are so attractive to women, you got women hitting on you, you got guys hitting on you, you want to have sex, so you have sex with transsexuals.
That is correct. But I am not telling you how to live.
Well, whatever that means. Go ahead, Daniel, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir. Just one real quick thing for if he calls himself the Reverend, I can't.
I don't know what Phil, you know. Phil. Whatever you just said, I don't understand that.
But yeah, did you hear what this gentleman just said? He can't even call you Reverend.
Well, that's his problem.
Well, no, the problem is that you live by the laws of man, and you, as a Reverend, should know better than that the laws of man are not the same laws as the Lord. And you,
I'm sorry,
you've forgotten that.
Did you say I had a difficult time understanding you, sir?
The laws of the man, the laws of the man are not the same as the laws of God.
Okay.
And you are living by the laws of men, not the laws of God. And you are preaching this to your congregation or whoever your ministry is. You know, I can't believe that. You can't call yourself a reverend.
I am absolutely preaching God's law. I'm simply saying that this is what happens when you don't live by it. If you have same-sex marriage, I wind up in bed trying to figure out ways to have heterosexual-style sex with a man. Why? Because our society is so weak, it has legalized same-sex marriage.
No, it has not. Not yet.
But not yet. But it will. But it will someday.
And yeah, but it didn't. And you.
The law, and that will be the law of men. That doesn't mean that us Christians, we have to live by that law.
You're saying something about I got to leave the law?
He's saying living by. I think the gentleman has. You have a little bit of an accent there, sir. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you say I have to leave the law.
Live the law.
Live the law.
Yes.
Well, Daniel, I do live the law. I try to live the law. I have fallen. I have failed. I have been honest about it, and I move on. One sin does not compromise a man's life. What I try to tell my congregation is this. I can't get married because I've got women all over this country that could literally wind up in a psychiatric hospital.
Oh, come on.
No, well, all right, forget it. All right. Okay, gentlemen. That's fine. Then I won't talk. You ask me a question, I give you an answer.
They're going to go nuts if you marry a woman.
There are a lot of women that send me letters, yes. And if I could share you the contents and the photographs, I burn these things because I cannot allow myself to go down. I'd rather have sex with a guy than...
Which you did already.
No. See, you misunderstand.
Yes, you did, and we can't keep having this conversation.
All right, well, then I would rather have sex with a guy than have sex with the women that send me pictures of themselves, married. You know, you guys getting my drift?
Okay, good for you, man. I mean, I don't know what the point of this all is. You've gone from talking about same-sex marriage into your own personal attractiveness. Your TV appearances, how many women are chasing you down, the kind of sex you had with a transsexual.
Phil, I've never been laughed at before. When I'm speaking the word of God, I don't get laughed at. So just back it up. Back it up.
Well, it's sleeping with a man. I mean, come on.
I didn't slip.
Not speaking the word of God, and... You deserve to get laughed at.
Did you want me to sleep with some guy's wife? I don't think so.
No.
Wait.
How about holding yourself till you get?
How about not having sex? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
We all do it. I'm a married man. Oh. I've been married for 10 years. Listen, sir. I've been married for 10 years.
You've been married for 10 years. That means you don't have sex. Okay.
I'm in the military, okay? I'm in the military. I've been downrange to Iraq for a year.
Which military?
Guess what?
What country's? What country's military?
America.
The United States.
What's with the accent?
The United States.
Then what's with the accent?
Well, you forget about his accent.
It doesn't matter what my accent is. I mean, you're missing the point here. The point is that I've been downrange. I was downrange for a year, and there's plenty of opportunities over there also to have sex. But guess what? I waited till I got home, and saw my wife. That's the whole point. You
and I
wait.
Bet you were real, and I bet you that was a big letdown, wasn't it? Let's be honest.
Oh, boy.
No, that
wow.
Makes me a bigger man.
And, sir, you know what, sir? Did you say that you were downwind for a year? I don't understand that.
Downrange. It's just a military term. Yeah. Listen, thank you very much. It was a good call, sir, and I appreciate it very much. That's Daniel here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. Would you mind telling me for just a moment here the idea, the comment that you made that you have all these women and you get all of these letters?
That is correct.
And you get a lot of women sending you pictures.
That is correct, Phil, yeah.
So, therefore, rather than have sex with those women, they're all married?
They are all married. Some of them are underage. Some of them are, obviously, they are women that I'm not going to engage in a personal relationship with because they are married women. And if that means that David Castorini, in order to preserve the sanctity of those marriages, if that means that I've got to have sex with five transsexuals in 1 hour, non-consensual, then I will gladly do that.
You're gay.
You know, grow up, will you?
No, nobody can say that. Hang on the line here. No one can say that. And you're using as an excuse the idea that you're preserving the sanctity and the honor of someone's marriage. David Castorini with us. It is Chris Christie vetoing the gay marriage bill in New Jersey that prompted our conversation tonight, 877-876-7445. We'll be right back with our final segment here in a moment of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-7445. Just a few more minutes here with you, Pastor. When you're on our show, I've always wanted to ask you, what is the fallout when you go back to, when you go back to your ministry, when you go back to your church, and you talk to people, especially the young people, what do they say?
I got to tell you, Phil, you might be disappointed, but I get a lot of people say, you know, a round of applause when I walk in. A lot of people may not have heard the show. A lot of people, your show is not the only show I'm on, Phil.
No, I know that, but I just wonder, what do they say when you have done one of your appearances?
I get a lot of people, my young people and my congregants saying to me, job well done, Reverend Dave. And, you know, Phil, we live in a very confusing time. I am, and I think why our ministry has been successful, is I'm able to sort things out for people. Now, you say to me that I am not a man of God if I tell you I didn't have a woman with me that night. I went ahead and had sex with a transsexual, but I tried to make it godlike. I tried to make it...
What do you mean godlike?
I tried to make it like I was having sex with a female, okay? Now, if that's not good enough for you, then I don't know what to tell you.
It doesn't have to be good enough for me. It has to be consistent with your beliefs.
What do you mean with my beliefs?
With your beliefs as a Christian.
Oh, yeah, of course. That goes without saying. You didn't even have to bring that up.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let me go over here to Omar. Hi, Omar. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with David Castorini.
I got to say one thing. You know, even if you ban marriages, there is no point to that because it's not illegal for a female to have another girlfriend. Or a guy to have a boyfriend, it's not illegal. You'll be able to see that everywhere around. The only thing is, they just can't put it on paper. So, I mean, it's basically just a waste of your time, or you're making yourself look like a... I mean, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, you're just making yourself look bad because there is no point afterwards. You just said, you know, a lot of people get mixed emotions. And honestly, I don't really want to go to your church or anywhere I know, because it's like you say, you got to be consistent with your beliefs. And I think that's right, what you're doing.
Well, Omar, I know that you are opposed to what I'm saying. I think we should ban, I should say, gay marriage. You don't understand what I do.
I'm saying there is no point in banning gay marriages. You're still going to see a girl with another girl, a guy with another guy. That's not illegal. You're going to see
right.
it anyway.
That's right. And the other thing, David, there is no legal gay marriage right now, and you say you had sex. Okay, well, I guess you say you didn't have gay sex.
Exactly. I did not have gay sex.
Okay, pal. You can,
Well, Mr. Henry, what you're doing with your comments is you're making your callers now laugh at me. And, you know, I could ask Omar. Omar, you know what I mean, Omar, by sex with a transsexual. Do you call that gay sex?
I mean, I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road all the time. And I best believe, you know, that there's other ways in fulfilling your needs. If I'm really that desperate, you go out and I'll just pay for a woman. I ain't going to pay for no man. And I'd rather just wait till I get back home, because there is no point in you. There's other ways of doing it without you trying to go get sick. That means you were trying. Either way, you were very curious about it. Simple as that. You were curious about it.
No, absolutely not. I can't pay for a woman. That's a prostitute. That's prostitution. That's a sin. And
prostitution.
So you're saying what you did is not a sin.
I'm saying it is not as sinful as going out and buying some syphilis-ridden. God, is that your woman? That's your woman right there, Omar. Okay.
Yeah. You want to talk to her? She got something to say.
Yeah, I would like to speak. I would like to speak to her, because you're luckier than me. You got a woman with you tonight.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Reverend Castrini. What is your name,
dear? My name's Jessica, and
I just want to ask you. You're with Omar. You're with Omar. So he doesn't have the worries that I've got tonight.
For 12 years, yes.
Right. So he doesn't have the worries I've got. The worries I've got are, where am I going to go and find a woman? Well, guess what? I can't, because I'm going to make one of my other female congregants angry at me, and she may wind up in a psychiatric hospital. So I've got to go out and lower myself.
Okay, so a woman in your congregation would rather hear their reverend, minister, whatever you want to call yourself, because I don't even know what to call you, honestly. They're going to be happier knowing you had sex with he, she, as you refer, than to have sex with an actual woman?
If that saves.
They're going to be proud of you for having sex. I mean, first of all, I think you need to be real with yourself. If you had sex,
yes.
You're saying you didn't have sex with a man. Well, you did.
No, ma'am.
You had sex with a man who had, boobs, to put it in a good, word. You just need to be real with yourself.
Ma'am, what I tried to say to you...
That's what I've been trying to say to him, Jessica, for the last 2 hours.
All right, well, now, hold on, Phil. Don't make this sound like, Reverend Castorini...
I mean, just because I don't even think you should say you had God-like sex. If you want to, be all about your church and all about everything, you want to do it the right way without sinning, then stick to a woman. You need to be real with yourself. You were probably just curious. You've been curious, and maybe... I'm not going to judge you. I'm not perfect. But don't call yourself a reverend and a man of God if you're having sex with a man, because it's godlike. It's not. Godlike sex is a man and a woman.
I got as close to a woman as I could. I got a he, she. You don't appreciate that. Mr. Henry doesn't.
Okay. Well, just don't say that you were raped by society. Society doesn't make you gay, straight, bisexual. You are what you are when you were born. Don't blame others for the actions that you took. Just be real with yourself. That's all I'm saying. You want to have sex with a man, you want to have sex with a woman, you want to have sex with whoever you want, an animal, whatever you want.
No, I don't. I want to have sex. I am opposed to gay marriage. I want to have sex with women. I don't want to have sex with men.
Don't go have sex with a man. You keep contradicting yourself.
I didn't. I had no woman with me at the time. My congregants, my female congregates... I can't single out one of...
And you'll have to lock them all because you denied them. Okay, I get that part.
No, ma'am. If you're mocking that some women, if they know I had sex with another woman, they will be committed to a psychiatric facility.
What are you, Elvis Presley or something? You're like a sex symbol?
Elvis Presley.
Well, what are you, some Brad Pitt sex symbol to your congregation if you
are
have
you
sex
a man
with
of
one?
God, or are you doing this to get fame?
No, ma'am. I am a man of God all the way.
I mean, you can say it on radios. I'm on different radio shows. Girls are going to go crazy. I mean, you. To me, it sounds like you're just trying to do this to get laid.
No, ma'am. Jessica, I mean, that is not the case at all. I'm simply saying this, Jessica. I have a lot of visibility nationally on some network shows, and the girls, they go crazy. You know how it is.
Okay. No, sir. I've never been a groupie of anything or anyone.
Well, all right. I appreciate that very much, but...
I think everything you're laying on me right now, Reverend, is a load of horse dung. And
yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's a load of horse dung, and
I
don't give a damn.
I can smell it all the way over here, sir.
Mr. Henry, until you have found yourself so lonely, you consider having sex with a guy who's wearing a nice
wig.
Oh,
my God.
All right. Forget I brought it up.
I'd like to forget you brought it up, but I can't. It's been 2 hours.
How dare you? You know what? Forget it. Phil, I really hope that my prayers can keep you out of the inevitability of hell, which I don't think they will. Thank you and have a pleasant good evening.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, Omar, for your call, and I appreciate it, guys. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with our News and Information Hour coming up next. My prayers will keep you out of the inevitability of hell.
Which I don't think they will.
Which you don't think they will, right?
Right.